Well, here we are.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host,
I'm Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
And now, I am your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, who is on a well-deserved vacation. Sorry, folks, did not know we were going to have that extra intro. It just kind of happened. And welcome to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush on KLZ 560. We are going to have a jam-packed day today. Today is Health and Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Julie Marchiold. Now, that means that by the end of this hour, if you're listening and listening closely, you will be healthier. You will actually feel it. It's actually going to happen to you, and that is very exciting. Now, we are also going to have today Richard Battle. He's going to come on at 4 o'clock, and this guy is just a genius. He's been on several times, and he is going to walk you through how to handle these unbelievably bad times and have an unbelievably good perspective on life. That's great. Heidi Gnall is going to join us at 4:30 and talk a little bit about what's happening up at CU. My gosh, is anything happening up at CU? And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we are going to hear from Parrott's Bar and Grill. And this is something that's very exciting. We have a restaurant in Northern Colorado that is standing up, and they are staying open. I went there this weekend. It was terrific. And they are going to be coming on and telling us all about what they're doing to stay open for their, well, for their employees and for their customers and for you. All right, so there we are. We are ready. But first, it is time for yesterday's impossible question. Oh, my gosh, Charlie, you got this right? You actually did. Okay, 71% of people love the smell of this, while 19% dislike it. Now, I guess popcorn. Okay, Rob Bray, he was on with me. He guessed coffee. Charlie guessed bacon. 19% of people do not like the smell of bacon. I am ashamed of you, wherever you are. That is wrong. Okay, that Charlie, can that actually be right? I can't believe it. Bacon to me is just, I don't care if they're vegan. It's just, it doesn't matter. I think even a vegan, you know what? Don't they make like vegetarian bacon? Because they make vegetarian everything else. This is something, by the way, I've never understood. If you are against eating meat, why do you make all these vegetable equivalents that approximate meat? Now, I understand it's because that way nothing is being done to animals. But aren't you basically saying, I really, 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 really want to eat animals? Am I right, Charlie? See, he's nodding. He knows I'm right. Okay, so Charlie got it right. Bacon. 71% of people are people like me, good God-fearing Americans, and they love the smell of it. 19% of you, I don't know. I'm just not sure about you. You do not like the smell of bacon. Today's impossible question, 80% of people say they have never thoroughly cleaned this. What is it? 80% of people say they have never thoroughly cleaned this. What is it? Charlie, you got any? Do you even have a guess on this? I do not. Their car? I mean, thoroughly cleaned. The remote control. You know, that's a good one. That's a good one. I've never cleaned my remote. Actually, my wife has, but she's that way. I have never cleaned my remote control. Okay. I mean, computer keyboard, I'm sure people have. You know, they get the blower thing that they put on there. I would think another one would be, how about this? Microwave. Boy, those get bad. Nah, not 80%. No, okay. I'm going to go with car. I'm going to go with car, and you're going to go with remote control. Something tells me Charlie's going to be right again. I think you're going to be 2 for 2 in the last 2 days. Okay. Dr. Julie Markiel will be coming up next on Health and Wellness Wednesday. So first, let's take a time out. Sound like a good time there, Charlie? All right. Let's take a time out. Michael Bailey Law. Folks, we put things off. We all put things off, especially when writing our will. We're busy. We're distracted. There always seems to be a more pressing issue. You know that. But if you call Michael Bailey, he'll give you something that you'll enjoy the rest of your life. Peace of mind. It just feels good to handle all the details for loved ones, and Michael helps you do it right, covering all the details. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com. Peace of mind. Don't put it off.
I am the ghost of legal past. I am largely irrelevant because I no longer include all of your assets. But unless you lay me to rest, I will haunt you and your heirs from beyond the grave.
KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law, spends a majority of his time talking about death and dying. So he figures he may as well have a sense of humor about it. Make sure your estate plan reflects your present, not your past. Visit klzradio.com/estate for a free consultation.
Novus Auto Glass, it's getting cold outside, which means those chips on your windshield are about to become cracks. So get them fixed right now with Novus Auto Glass, that's N-O-V-U-S, and let other people worry about the cold. Contact Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Okay, Barber's Foods. Look, folks, we've all bought cheap meat at the store. Right? We've all done it. You make it, it's okay. And the next day you forget what you ate. You don't even care anymore. Try something better. Barber's Foods. Imagine grass-fed beef without the hormones, slow-raised Duroc pork, chicken, sausage, bacon. Okay, for 19% of you, not the bacon. But imagine all these things. Sure, it's healthier. But above all, it's memorable. And Barber's still offers 2 pounds of free Wagyu ground beef with every order. Call or text 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com. Try Barber's Foods today. You won't forget it tomorrow.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
and welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. It is now time for health and wellness. It is almost time for Health and Wellness Wednesday. Dr. Julie Markell is going to be delayed just a couple of minutes, which means that you are stuck talking to me. And folks, I am not going to make you any healthier. I'm sorry. I am sorry I cannot make you healthier, and you know why? I did something last night that is probably the worst thing you can do for your health. I missed sleep. I slept about 3 hours. Charlie, you ever done that? It's horrible. It's horrible. Right now, folks, I'm looking in the next room. I'm seeing four Charlies. Now, granted, he's blindingly fast. I understand that, but when I see four Charlies, I get a little afraid. I get a little frightened. And let me just preview a little bit of what's going to be coming up next after Dr. Julie. We're going to be talking a little bit about 275,000 Americans dead from COVID. Now, that's the latest figure. It keeps jumping up. And I know what happens with a lot of us. We go online, we get in these debates and so forth, or we're just talking to somebody in the family, and they'll throw out the latest number. And they'll say, 275,000 Americans are dead from COVID. My gosh, Trump did this. And they literally say this. I'm not kidding. They'll say 275,000 people are dead because of Donald Trump. Now, never mind that there are a lot of other people dead around the world that I'm not quite sure how he caused all those deaths, but they insist this. So what we're going to do when we're done with Dr. Julie today is I'm going to walk you through a very simple answer to that. We're going to put that down. We're going to put it in its place, and I'm going to give you some great facts and figures from a study that came out from Johns Hopkins that will just shock you. 275,000 Americans are not dead because of Donald Trump, not even close, and we will prove it. And there we go. Do we have Dr. Julie, sir? Yes? Do we have Dr. Julie?
Hi there.
We have Dr. Julie. Houston. We have Dr. Julie Markell.
I love it when you're on. You always make me laugh.
Well, you know, today is going to be weird. I was just telling Charlie, I did the worst thing for my health. I slept 3 hours.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. My mind starts racing. You know, my wife tells me it's the only time of the day my mind works. You know, so I pretty much sleep the rest of the day. But, you know, at night, I cannot get to sleep. Tell you what, before we even get to the other stuff, you're an expert on all things health, and I assume that includes sleep. Okay.
Yes.
What is wrong with me? Fix me and fix all of our listeners. By the way, one second. Folks, anybody who's got a question for Dr. Julie, you can break in on us at any time. I'm sure your question will be better than mine about sleep. It's 303-477-5600. Give us a call. Okay, Dr. Julie, help me sleep. I mean, not right now. That wouldn't be good, but, you know, for later on.
No, but your question is completely appropriate. As a matter of fact, pre-COVID, we did an awesome seminar, an in-person seminar in the office on sleep because it is such a common complaint. And whether people are coming in with low back pain or adrenal fatigue or gut problems or anxiety, most of the time, sleep is at the root cause of this issue. And so we often start with sleep and addressing sleep, because if we're not sleeping, we're not healing. And so sleep is one of the primary things that we look at first. And it's anywhere from habits to having to correct some of the endocrine system, adrenals, stress, what's happening in the mind. We'll use acupuncture. Sometimes we'll use nutrients. Sometimes we'll end up having to use our neurofeedback because people just don't sleep. They're so caught up in their habit and their mind is so on the on button that we've got to balance that sympathetic, which is that fight or flight, lion chasing you, which is what's happening right now everywhere. The lion is COVID, finances, jobs, what's going to happen next, and that.
What are you talking about? The world's fine.
Everything's amazing.
Fine.
I mean, it's crazy the level of stress that people face. And I'm like, you know, we're going to be okay. I hear myself say that. But the worry is huge. I mean, just We're living in, I'm not, but people are living in constant fear. I mean, constant fear.
Well, let me ask. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Because I want to ask you this. You know, I know that a lot of people are living in fear and it's keeping them up at night. For me, I just, maybe I'm afraid of sleeping. Maybe that's my fear. I'm not quite sure. You know, but people are being kept up at night. They're losing sleep. But then you hear about these people, you know, the workaholics who always, they right. almost brag about it. I only sleep 4 hours a night. I sleep 5 hours a night and I do it. Dr. Julie, is that healthy for anyone?
Well, I have to say there are some people. So we use in the office now a couple of different tools. Some patients have this thing called an aura ring. Some patients have this band called the Whoop. Sometimes it's just their Fitbit. And we'll actually sit down and go over what their metrics are. And if they're getting 4 hours of REM, deep sleep over a five-hour period versus a patient who lays in bed for 9 hours and gets no REM sleep, that person is an efficient sleeper. So some people are just very efficient sleepers. They can shut their eyes, turn their brain off, get into deep and REM sleep, and wake up rested. And some patients are in bed for 8 hours, never get into REM sleep, wake up tired after they've been in bed for more hours than the person who doesn't have to get as many hours. And I love these devices now because I learn a lot and it helps me do a better job talking about what we need to do for that patient.
What do you mean devices? You like hook up diodes to people and know if they're in REM or not in REM?
No. They have those also, but we just have patients that, you know, will wear the wristwatches or the Apple Fitbit.
Oh,
or
yeah.
There's a aura ring. Yeah. And they're really actually great tools.
Aura rings?
They're pretty neat.
What are those? Are those like those mood rings? Mine was always black, always.
That is what I think of it when I hear that too. But no, they're a little ring.
They're actually, you know, just so you know, they're selling 2020 mood rings that are just black. They don't change.
They aren't. That
they're cheaper too. Yeah. Okay, so aura rings. You actually wear a ring and it tells you what's going on or what happens?
Yeah, it gets your metrics. It tells you sleep, kind of like breathing, you know, heart rate. I mean, it's really good.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, here's another thing. Doesn't lack of sleep, and by the way, tell me this. Tell me if it matters with REM or non-REM. Does lack of sleep affect your weight?
100%.
Okay, now, does it matter if it's REM or not with weight loss?
Sure, because if you're not getting good, solid sleep, you're not repairing. And so if you're not repairing, you're not sleeping.
Okay.
You know, yeah, so just laying in bed with your eyes closed is not sleeping.
Okay. But I mean, you are out. You're unconscious. But because you're not in REM, it's still not really benefiting you and your health?
I think it's better than staying awake, but are you really recovering and repairing the way that you could if you were getting appropriate sleep?
That's good.
So that's why these metrics and these tools and gadgets are really, really nice.
And you've got them all down there. And if people come down to Ascent Health Centers, they can see them and use them and try them.
No, people get them themselves. Like people order.
You can recommend them.
The Fitbit. And so we'll look at their Fitbit or teach them how to use it. Or we'll say, look, you can get this product called a Whoop for, you go online, you order it yourself. Or you can get this product called an Aura Ring. But a lot of times people get the product, but then they don't use the tool. You know what I mean? And so if you get the product, we want to teach and talk about how do you actually use the tool.
So basically they're going to use it a lot more if you can kind of coach them.
Sure. If we kind of talk, what are we looking for? Because it will tell you, you got this much rest and you're ready for this amount of kind of stress today. So say you have a lecture, say you have a presentation.
Okay.
And
I do in about a week and a half. Go ahead.
Okay. So you want to know if you're recovered. You want to prepare yourself to be optimal for that. So you start tracking how you're sleeping, how recovered you are, what's happening in your body. And then you start, having it in a week and a half might not be enough time to get all the information you need. But once you're wearing it for a while, a patient would know, gosh, you know, I have a stress event coming up in this amount of time. I need to make sure I am eating right. I'm getting to bed at this time. I am doing all these things so that when that night comes, morning comes, I am full on ready to get after this.
Okay. Well, tell you what, we're going to move on to health and immunity, you know, and weight loss and immunity here shortly. But really quick, before we do, sum it up. Give me, say, the top three or four things that keep people from sleeping, just so they can remember, hey, you know, if you're having a hard time sleeping, Dr. Julie says these are the likely causes.
I mean, of course, the monkey mind and stress, right?
Yep.
We have to learn to manage our thoughts. Eating sugar and eating sugar too late and having an irregular schedule, like going to bed at 10, going to bed at 12, going to bed at 1, sleeping till 7, sleeping till 8, sleeping till 9. Consistency breeds success in this situation, well, in all, but particularly in
sleep. All right. Fantastic advice. By the way, I want to talk now about how to stay healthy during the holiday season. I want to warn you, Dr. Julie, that I kind of put you, you know, put some pressure. I put you under a lot of pressure here because I told everyone before you came on that by the end of this hour, if they listened, they would all be healthier.
Well, actually, I like that. I appreciate that.
I expect fast results.
I appreciate that. I mean, listen, if they just stopped eating sugar and went to bed at a regular time, they'd be healthier. So, boom, we already got it.
Stop eating sugar? Like, stop?
I know, that's a tough one.
Just so you know, the suicide rate in my home would at least jump by one. I know that for sure. I can't say two for sure. What?
And that one would be you?
Yeah, but you know, then the household would become healthier. Corey would find a healthier guy. I'm sure it would all work out in the end. But I tell you what, maybe I should just moderate my sugar eating.
Yes, moderate. Moderation is good, but people's perception of moderation, it's not always what I would perceive for the best overall outcome.
Wait a minute. You're saying my American perception of moderation with sweets is not directly from God?
I love being on the show with you.
This just, you're breaking all of my beliefs about health. I thought I had
really
this down.
Hmm.
What if I pray and ask for a blessing with my ice cream?
You know what? You would be creating a really nice gratefulness routine, but I'm not sure that would serve you anymore.
Okay. It probably wouldn't do too well. Well, tell you what. What I want to talk about when we come back from the break is I want to jump right in to how to stay healthy during the holiday season, how to keep our immunity up, and how to prep for January, because let's face it, everybody gets the idea, hey, man, pack on the weight during this time. January comes, bring it off. Maybe you can give us a few better answers. Does that sound good?
Sure.
All right. But first, I want to brag about you. I want to brag about Ascent Health Centers. Folks, you know, we always talk about losing weight after the holidays, but here's an idea. Control your weight during the holidays. Well, at Ascent Health Centers, Dr. Julie Markiel can guide you into all the smart practices now that save you months of frustration later. Call Dr. Julie at 303-343-8800 or go to ascenthealthcenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Next up is Gino's Auto Service in Littleton. You know, folks, when you go to a dealership, you can get a loaner car while yours is being fixed, but you're paying dealership prices for the work. Well, Gino's is one of those few non-dealerships offering loaner vehicles to their clients. Just call ahead to reserve the car. And right now, Gino's is offering new customers $50 off any work that's $250 or more. So why not call one of the best, most trusted auto shops in Littleton? Just call 303-794-6700, or you can find them at ginosautoservice.com.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Gino's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Rick Brown invested in rental property to provide shelter for his tenants and provide income for himself and his family. The tenant is not paying the rent. Now, the CDC says that if Rick evicts the delinquent tenant, that Rick could face up to $100,000 in fines and a year in prison. Kim Munson here. Thursday, litigation counsel for New Civil Liberties Alliance, Caleb Kruckenberg, weighs in. Plus, Dr. Jill Vecchio shares her thoughts on Mayor Michael Hancock's Thanksgiving travels. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Health and Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Julie Marchiol. And Dr. Julie, we have only done one segment, and already I'm feeling healthy.
You're so funny. You know what?
I just flexed just now. I actually pulled something, but, you know, it was a good start.
Healthier. Yeah. You're for it. Your muscles appreciate it.
They did.
I did want to talk a little bit about sort of the immunity booster pack we put together, because we had a couple of calls, and I so appreciate people calling and taking care of their health and having an interest. We have shipped it to a few people, and we've had a few people come in. So whatever is more convenient for the person who would like it, we are more than willing to do. Our office is a little bit challenging to find. It is if you know where the Wings Over the Rockies Museum is, we're literally next door pretty much to the Wings Over the Rockies Museum. So if you get yourself there, we can guide you over to our office, which is just to the left about a block, but in the same area, because we've had a little bit of difficulty finding us.
Okay, where's the general area, you know, biggest cross streets, where's the general area?
And second, Alameda and Quebec.
Alameda and Quebec.
Yes.
Okay. And people can just Google Ascent Health Centers and they can find you.
They do, but sometimes Logan address comes up and it's just, we're at our free office.
Hey, before we move on, please, can you explain this immunity package for people?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Well, so our idea behind it was everybody's reading everything on the internet and then they're going out and they're buying some version of zinc or some version of vitamin C or some version of something that they read about. And then they've got all of this stuff in their cabinet and they don't really have a game plan for how to take it, because taking it once in a while is not going to provide success for the goals that we have right now to build our immune system. And so we put together between 3 and 5 things, depending on what the client would like, that hit the goals and the targets and how to take it exactly and what the reason behind why we're wanting you to take it is, so that you know exactly what you have to do instead of just, I'm going to go buy some zinc or I'm going to go buy some of this, to really keep the immune system strong and in the chance that you do happen to get the flu or COVID. You also have the opportunity to give us a call and say, hey, you know, this happened. How do I address this now? The thing that we try to teach our patients is that if you will have something in your repertoire and on day one of feeling like you're starting to get under the weather, you will absolutely unequivocally know how to use those products that you have on hand. And you use them differently when you start to get sick than when you're just providing your system with a little immunity. And so we teach our patients that if you wake up before you call us, we should have taught you what you do. And if it happens at 10 o'clock at night and you're like, oh man, I think I'm going down, you have this available. It's in your pantry or wherever you keep your supplements. And you know, I am going to start this right now. About 3 weeks ago, it was 10 and I was laying in bed and I thought, I feel terrible. And I was like, well, I'll just do it in the morning. I'm too tired. I don't want to get out of bed. And I knew, sure shooting, if I didn't get out of bed, there was no way I was going to work the next day. And I just got out of bed. I did what we use. I have a protocol. And I woke up in the morning and I was fine because my immune system had nutrients to support it, sleep to support it. And so I got nutrients and sleep for 12 hours before I had to be at the office. And it just made a huge difference. And so that is what I would like to teach and make available and for you to ask questions or come in. Because if you have a tool and you know how to use your tools, you're way further ahead than just some random approach to, oh no, I think I'm getting sick. What should I do now? I'm going to call in a couple of days. If that's the case and you call in a couple, 2-3 days, you're going to be sick for a week or 2 weeks or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, you want it right there and ready with you for when it starts to hit. Now, can they just order this off your website, or I assume they need to first come in, you see them and guide them in this? How does this work?
We don't have a website order situation set up yet because we do want to talk to people, but they don't have to schedule for this because it's, hopefully, the audience of listeners that have been listening over the last few months to me and kind of know my approach, we're not making them schedule a patient visit to get this, but I would like to say this is how we approach it. This is what we've created. This is why we think it's important. So we do touch base, talk on the telephone, and I would love it if they wanted to be a patient. But we want to provide this to lots of people without having to feel like you have to be a patient right now, just with the times that we're in.
Okay. Is the pack really a lot of pills? I mean,
no.
Will I need to wash it down with my ice cream?
you probably shouldn't even buy it if that's what you're going to do.
See, I was getting so confident. I figured that what I'm looking for, Dr. Julie, I'm looking for something to overcompensate for the other 99% of my lifestyle. Can you handle
that? I can. And that will only cost you the oceanfront property.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds great. Now, we're getting into weight loss, all right? Because here's the thing I worry about. I worry about people just packing on the weight for about a month and a half, right, the six-week period, and figuring, okay, come January, we'll all take it off. And you know what it's like. All the gyms pack up if people can even get in them right now.
Really? You think that's going to happen in January?
Yeah, No. I don't think it's going to happen. But you know what I mean? Yeah. People might actually, I don't know, go outside, see the sun, and walk. I'm not sure. Everybody's too afraid. But you know what it's like. Everybody does this kind of yo-yo dieting, and so they pack on a lot of weight during the holidays, wait until in January and try to take it off. Is there a better way?
Well, I mean, what we try to teach, and that's why we like to build relationships with our patients, is balance. And we all get imbalanced. I mean, all of us get imbalanced. But how do you get back on track, or how do you provide yourself with the opportunity to come in on a more frequent or regular basis so that we're doing check-ins so that when things start to just spiral down, we've got like a reset button for ourselves. So yes, sometimes we just have to do the HCG diet, and I love it, and it's one of my favorites, and I enjoy doing it because I see such huge change in patients. I mean, the change that we see in patients is phenomenal. But my goal is that if that's the choice you need to make, awesome, let's do it. But if that's the choice you need to make, let's build a relationship with each other and your relationship with food and your relationship with stress in your life so that you hopefully don't gain 30 pounds in yo-yo every year. But that is really about building those relationships with those situations and then using me when you need me.
Yeah, I mean, because you are a health guide. You are there for us. You know, I mean, you're there to make sure that we don't get in trouble in the first place. I got to be honest. My one big worry is this. Would you guilt trip the person to where they can't enjoy Christmas?
No. Because
I mean, you know what I mean? Because people are worried, oh, my gosh, is she going to say that I've got to eat alfalfa all the way through my Christmas holidays, or can I at least enjoy them? What kind of balance, what kind of general, you know, guidance are you going to give people for that time?
I would tell you two hilarious stories.
Okay.
So a mentor that where my applied kinesiology background came from, he used to say, if you're not a good enough doctor to get your patient healthy enough so they can have a beer and a hot dog at a baseball game once in a while, you're not a very good doctor. And I think that's really great, simple advice for how I'm looking at patients and how we're working together. But secondarily, my brother does not let me bring food to Christmas anymore because he said that no one likes what I eat.
Well, you are a health nut.
I guess I do eat a little healthier than most.
Yeah, but Dr. Julie, look, if people want to be healthier, okay, that doesn't mean we can all be you, but if they want to be healthier, they got to go to a health nut. That's just the way it is. Sorry, folks. There is no way around that. There is no non-health nut way to be healthy. Am I right? I mean, I can't.
Balance?
What?
I believe in balance.
I can't go to Norm at the end of the bar and have
maybe
me.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't really think that would work. Hey, guess what? We have a question. John from Cheyenne. John, how are you? You got a question for Dr. Julie.
Well, first, I got to thank you for Dr. Julie. I don't know. I called you in September when John was slacking off the last time.
Oh, my.
And Andy was covering. And we got to give John a hard time. Even
absolutely.
When he's not here. Yeah. And I had just been diagnosed with plantar fasciitis, and you had told me a couple of things.
I remember this.
And what I found out was right after I spoke to you, I went to a really good quality shoe store and found out that my foot had grown a full size in the last 3 years. So I was wearing shoes that were a size too small.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And all of a sudden...
That happened to me when I was 10.
Yeah, well, I went from a 13 to a 14. Go try to find a size 14 shoe.
Wow.
But, Dr. Julie, my main question is my wife. She's been a flight attendant for going on 32 years, and she flies a lot of overseas stuff. And she just has such trouble sleeping because her body clock is all a mess, I guess. Like last night, she flew from to South America, so she flew all night. And she got a little nap during the trip, but she's just always wiped out. And when she comes back, it's like a day and a half before she can recover. Is there anything, and she's 5'2", 105 pounds, works out every day, great shape, takes care of her health. Is there anything she could do to help her sleep a little better?
So send me an email, and I'm going to send you this little document. But that is a very hard case in the sense that she's just re-regulating her nervous system and her body clock all the time. But I have this little paper that I've used for years that uses the acupuncture meridians that you can stimulate yourself. And then it uses like a kind of food idea when you're going west and a food idea when you're going east. And then there's a homeopathic that I like that you can get at Whole Foods, just called, I believe it's still called Jet Lag. And
okay.
I think tools that we could use, but you're right. She's always out of deficit.
Right. And, you know, she had some flight attendant crewmates that got Ambien prescriptions, and the side effects for them scared her more than anything.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Well, now, wait. Hold. You get the stuff that's literally called jet lag. What do you take it afterward, and it helps you sleep after flying?
You know, it's just a homeopathic. You take it on your flight, and homeopathy just kind of gently nurtures the body to reset. And so it just sort of is I would call it a homeopathic support for it.
Okay.
But I would send me an email because there's also more complicated answers. I'll send you just a couple of comments and things that I might say, try this situation.
But still don't slip it into the pilot's drink or anything like that.
No. Well, here's a quick story about that Ambien and what scared her. One of the flight attendants that she knew took a half of Ambien when they got to London and walked through the lobby of the hotel like 3 hours later naked.
Oh, my gosh. Then nobody has slept.
Yeah, what they say, that's one of the side effects, is you do crazy things, and it's like sleepwalking.
I knew a lady at work one time, really quick, guys. I knew a lady at work who took Ambien once and said some stuff and got herself fired. Same thing.
That stuff is bad news, that Ambien stuff. I mean, I've read everything we've read on it. It's like you don't want to go near that.
Yeah,
but
because I mean,
thank you for your time, guys.
You
have a great day.
Thank you, John. Dr. Julie, did you have to get his? John is still listening. Go ahead, and can you give the information real quick?
Yeah, it's just info@ascenthealthcenter.com. I mean, it's pretty easy to find us. It's just info at our name.
info@ascenthealthcenter.com. By the way, it's a shame he left. I wanted to ask, with size 14 feet, is it possible for him to tip over? I mean,
how does this mind of yours work?
Lack of sleep really helps. Just so you know, I mean, it's awesome. Lack of sleep. It's like Ambien. I have no responsibility for what I'm saying. It's just incredible. Okay, well, let's see. We were still going to talk about BMI and you know, avoiding the risk of COVID. Did you want to stay over a break, or did you want to cut it right there?
Sure. No. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's stay over a break. Yes, because we'll still have about 10 minutes left. Sounds good. Okay, but first, Enchanted Kitchens. Folks, look, when it's time to redo your kitchen, remember, you're redesigning the room all your guests will talk about on their way home. Your kitchen is your centerpiece, so make it a showpiece by calling the experts at Enchanted Kitchens for a free consultation. 303-376-7588, or you can find them at KLZ Radio's slash Kitchens, Enchanted Kitchens. Give your guests something to talk about with the magic of design.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair. You want to deal in auto service? Well, veterans, first responders, and Costco members all receive 15% off service right now at Extreme. And even if none of these apply to you, there are coupons available at the ExtremeAutoRepair.com website. Or give them a call at 303-841-1071. One last thing. During December, Extreme has free towing within 10 miles for any repair over $250. So get great service and a good deal at Extreme Auto Repair.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Golden Eagle Financial, do you know all the ways to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes? Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial does. He knows all the best practices for making your money work for you, not the government. After all, it's your retirement, not theirs. Call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Purifoy Chevrolet. Folks, if you're looking to buy a car, Purifoy is clearing out their 2020s. It's deal time, folks. Go to purifoychevrolet.com, scan through all their deals, then give Purifoy a call at 303-659-8311. You'll save money, and just as important, you'll be treated well by people you can trust. Purifoy Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
We're going to continue to see stories and commentary that soothe people like this New York Times writer and the New Yorker editor, that assures them that all is well and that after a harrowing 4 years, all is once again as it should be. But we know that is a lie.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, and I am speaking with Dr. Julie Markiel from Ascent Health Centers. Dr. Julie, this is going to be a rough holiday season. What can we do to not be as at greater risk for COVID? Because I know it's going around. Now, you know, I don't really take COVID that seriously. I just don't care that much. But a lot of people do. What are some things that could help us?
I mean, it's crazy that what we started with was sleep, and then we went to sugar. I mean, there's so many things. You can build your immune system with things that we have or things that you know. But basically, rest, enjoy your family, get sleep, eat healthy, because your immune system's going to be stronger. So if you encounter it, hopefully, your immune system will have the battle started to fight it. And some people, yes, are at greater risk. I understand and appreciate that, and those people have to be more careful. But for a large portion, they are getting it and recovering and able to sort of conduct themselves somewhat normally, like the flu. And I don't want to discredit that there are some really bad COVID cases out there, but the problem is we're not talking about the fact that, yes, this virus exists. Yes, it's bad. Yes, some people get really sick, but we need to take care of ourselves. We need to be responsible for ourselves. We need to take our own health and immunity into our own hands. We need to stop trusting the government or think that the government's going to do anything for us except for control our next thought, action, desire, wish, lose our medical autonomy. And we need to just be proactive in knowing that we've done the things we need to do to take care of our immune system to the best of our ability and the knowledge that we have.
You are so healthy. I eat way too much COVID ice cream. and don't get me wrong, it tastes delicious, but it's just not healthy at all. Hey, what about the vaccine? Everybody's talking about the vaccine. Are you pro-vax, anti-vax? Do you care about vax? I'm pretty neutral, but by the way, I've already taken it 3 times. It's done absolutely nothing for me, but my midichlorian count is way up. I'm strong in the force. I can levitate my wife around the living room.
Oh, perfect. That's done nothing bad.
No, seriously. What is it with the vaccine? Do you think it's going to be all it's meant to be?
I think the thing that scares me the most about vaccines and vaccinations in general is that it should be a personal choice. And I understand the fear-mongering that has developed around vaccines, and I am not anti-vaccine for everybody out there. I'm for personal choice, and if you make that personal choice, you should be responsible in knowing how to create the immunity that your family needs to not get sick and become a burden on, you know, medical community or society. But I think there are people out there who have the wherewithal to create immunity in their family, and therefore vaccines should not be mandated, but they should be an educated personal choice. And I think that's the biggest problem that we're having with trying to control what we're telling people to do. You're telling people that you have total autonomy in what you choose to do for your body, except for when it comes to what we're putting in our body for our children. And some people just feel their children may or may not be healthy enough to put this much viral or load or however they're developing it into their body. And I don't think that they should be ostracized for that choice.
Well, they care for the kids basically with Ritalin and now a vaccine. Hey, Dr. Julie, how can people reach you so they can get healthier and handle the holiday season? Real quick. Got a couple seconds.
Thank you. 303-668-2230. Thanks so much. It's always so much fun. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Thanks for joining us. And folks, that was Dr. Julie Markiel with Health and Wellness Wednesday. If you missed the first hour, it replays at 6 o'clock. Until then, hour two is coming up next on Rush to Reason KLZ 560.